Shalom to all, and welcome back to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the first Aliyah in Parsha Zazinu, that's Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Aleph. Now, last week's Parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu spoke of a song, a Shira, which will be used by the heaven and earth to bear witness against Klal Yisrael of the punishment that will befall them for failing to keep the Torah and the Simcha, the eventual redemption. And that Shira, that song is Parsha Zazinu. And the Pasuk tells us, Hazinu Hashemayim Vadaber, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Lend an ear Shemayim, and I will speak, Vesishma Ha'aretz and Refi, and let the earth hear the words of my mouth. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Aleph, Hazinu Hashemayim, Shani Master Behem Be Yisrael, that I'm using them to warn the Yidden. V'siu atem edim badavar, and you shall be witnesses with this matter. Shekach amarti lehem, that this is what I told them. Shatem tiyu edim, that you're going to be the witnesses. V'chin v'sishma arts, and the same thing for v'sishma arts. Now v'loma hayed behem shemayim v'arts. Why is it the Moshe Rabbeinu used the shemayim and the arts specifically to be the witnesses? Amar Moshe, he said, Ani basar v'dam, I'm flesh and blood. L'macha ani meis, tomorrow I'm going to die. Im yom Yisrael, if Klal Yisrael say, like ba'anu aleinu habris, we didn't accept this treaty, this covenant. Mi ba'u machishem, who's going to come and contradict them? L'fika chayed behem shemayim v'arts. That's why he used the shemayim and arts to be witnesses. Adim Shem Kayam L'Olam, these are witnesses that are everlasting. And furthermore, She'im Yisku, that if they merit, Yavayu Ha'edim Yitnu Scharm, these very Adim are going to come and give them their reward. Hagefin Yitain period, the vine is going to give its fruit, Va'art Yitin Yivula, and the land is going to give its yield, Va'ashamayim Yitnu Talam, and the dew is going to come from Shemayim. Vim Yischavu, and if they're culpable, Tia Behem Yadu Adim Tchila, these Adim are going to be the very ones to punish them. Va'atar Asa Shemayim, and the Shemayim is going to be stopped up, V'loya Matar, and there's not going to be any rain. Va'adam Alois Yitain Asivula, and the ground is not going to give its yield. Va'achakachin only afterwards, Va'atamayra Ida Umas by the nations, but the first ones that are going to punish Klal Yisrael is going to be the heaven and earth themselves. Back to Chumash Pasuk Beis, Yarif Kamatar Lekhi, let my teaching drop like rain, Tizal Katalim Rasi, and my saying flow like dew, Kis Irim Alei Desha, like stormy winds on vegetation, V'chir Vivim Alei Esev, and like raindrops on blades of grass. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Beis, Yarif Kamatar, Zuhi O Edos Sheta'idu, this is the Edos, Sh'ani Arim Bifnechem, that I'm saying in front of you, Tar Shanasat L'Yisrael, this Tar that I gave to L'Yisrael, Shehi Chaim L'Olam, it's life for the world, Kamatar Hazez, just like this rain, Shehu Chaim L'Olam, that's life for the world, Kasher Yarfu Hashemayim, Tal Matar, just like the Shemayim, drops down, Tal and Matar. Yarif, L'shan Yatif, this is a lashon of dropping or dripping. Next, Rashi, Tizal Katal, Shakos Mechem Bay, everyone's happy with dew. L'fisha Matar, Yeshbat Sevin Lebriyas, because rain sometimes is frustrating, it's annoying for people. Kagan, for example, Hechay Drachim, people are going along the way, they don't want to be rained on. Umisha Hayabayar Malayayan, or if a person's vat is filled with wine, it's going to get ruined with all this rain. Kis Irim, L'shan Ruach Sa'ara, this is a stormy wind. Kitarguma Kiruche Metra, Maharuch Salo, just like these stormy winds. Machzikim Esas Savim, they strengthen the grasses and they help them grow. So too, they help those that learn, they help them grow. This is drops of rain. The reason why it's called Raviv is because it shoots like an arrow, like it says, an archer. Back to Chumash Pasuk Gimel, Kishem Hashem Ekra. When I call in the name of Hashem, Havu Gadol Alkenu, give greatness to our God. Let's see Rashi Pasuk Gimel, Kishem Hashem Ekra. Hare Ki Mishamash Bilshen Kasher. Ki over here is actually being used as the word when. When you come to the land, when I call out and I mention the name of Hashem, Atem Havu Gadol Kenu, that's when you should give greatness to our God, Ubarchu Shemai, and bless His name. Mikana Amru, over here Chazal learned, Sha'ain and Baruch Shem Kvan Mechusai, Acher Baruch Shem Mikdash, when a bracha was made in the base of Mikdash, they did not answer Amen, they answered Baruch Shem Kvan Mechusai, Elam Vo'ed, and this is a greater expression of giving greatness to God. Back to Chomish Pasuk Dalad, Hatsur, the rock, Tam and Pale, his work is perfect, Chadr Chav Mishpat, for all his ways are justice. Kelem Unav Ein Avel, he's a God of faith without iniquity, Tzadik Vyasharhu, he's righteous and fair. Shiches loy loy, corruption is not his. Banav mumam, the mum, the blemish is in his children. Dar ikeshuv saltel, a generation that's crooked and twisted. Hal Hashem tigm luzais, is it Hashem that you repay this? Am navov loy chacham, people that are vile and unwise. Halihu avicha konecha, is he not your father, your master? Hu aschavai chaynecha, he made you and established you. Let's see Rashi pasuk dalet over here. Hatsur tam and paloy, afal pishu chazak, even though he's strong, he's like a rock. Kshemevi pronisal ever etzayne, when he brings punishments against those who transgress his will. Lebeshetef hu mevi, he doesn't bring it in a great deluge. Kim bedin, rather with justice. Kitam impalai. Kelemuna, he's a God of faith. What does that mean? L'shalom tzadikim tzikasam la'ilam abba. He's going to pay all the tzadikim for their righteousness in the world to come. Vaf bisham achas tagmulam. Even though he delays their due, saif la'amin is dvarav, he will make his words come true in the end. Vein avil, and he has no iniquity. Afla rishayim mishalom schar tzikasam ba'ilam azeh. Even to the rishayim, he pays them for whatever righteousness they did accomplish in this world. Tzadik v'yasharhu. Hakom atzadikim aleim as dinoi. Everyone accepts the righteousness of his judgment. V'kach roi v'yashar lahem. And it's befitting and proper for them. Tzadik tzaddik mipi abriyas. People call him tzaddik v'yasharhu, and he's yashar v'roi latzdikoi, and it's proper to recognize his righteousness. Pasuk hein Rashi, let's see the second Rashi, bon of mumam, bon of hayu, they're his children. Vashchasa sheshchisu hi mumam, and that which they corrupted, that's really their mum. Bon of mumam, mumam shal bon of hayu, this blemish is of his children's v'loi mumai, and it's not his blemish. Let's see Pasuk vavin Rashi, halashem tigmuluzais, l'shein tema, this is an expression of wonder. V'chilifan v'atem atzivim, is it really before him that you're causing anguish? Sheish b'yad l'parmikem, he has the power to punish you. V'shehetev l'chem v'chol ha'tayvais, and give you benefit with all the goodness. Am novel, we had translated this as a vile nation, but really means unethical. Sheshachu es asir lehem, they've forgotten which was done to them. V'loi chacham, and they're not wise, l'havna sanay ladais, to understand what's going to happen because of their averes. Sheish b'yad l'hetev l'hara, Hashem has the power to do good and to do bad. Haloi hu avicha kanecha, shekanacha, he acquired you, shekinencha b'kan sloim u'b'eretz chazaka, he nested you in a nest of boulders and a strong land, and shetikencha b'chol midei takana, he fixed you with all sorts of fixings and enhancements. Hu ascha, uma b'umas, he made you into a nation among all other nations, v'chanenecha, and he established you, achrei kein, afterwards, b'chol minei basis v'chan, with all sorts of basis and foundation, mikem kaihanim, mikem nevim, mikem lachim, among you, you have kaihanim, nevim, and kings, krach shakol boy, you are like a city that has everything in it. We're going to stop you for the day. Pick up with the continuation of this shiur tomorrow with the second aliyah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.